Thanks for downloading the Overdrive podcast. If you're on Instagram, make sure you follow us at TSN1050. If you're not, sign up and follow us, even if it's the only account that you follow. Because if you're a big fan of the show, you've got to know what's going on behind the scenes. On Instagram, at TSN1050.
Never filtered. Always fun.
I just wanted to get a Michael Phelps cap and do one lap of the lobby with goggles. Nothing to see here. Oh, hey, Myrna.
Just checking things out.
Got to stretch out the quads and hammies.
See, that's...
I'll be in the tub in 10.
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
Gold medal game tonight, Canada versus the United States.
I think Gareth Wheeler had a poll up the other day saying, should women's hockey even be an event at the Olympics? He must have got rinsed for that one.
The outrage was quite high, because I think like Haley Wickenheiser or somebody.
Cassie Campbell Pascal.
Yeah, that's who it was.
She quote tweeted it, and she wasn't like outraged or anything.
She gave a very good opinion. 10 teams next time. Yeah. So she was.
Yeah, but you can have as many teams as you want, but are any even close to be?
Well, no, they're not any close, and that's always been the case. That you know, it's the most predictable lock gold medal.
The NBA
every single year.
The NBA.
It's even worse. Beyond that, though.
Yeah, because it's Canada U.S.
They should have always Canada U.S.
They should have Canada U.S. have a 7-game series at the Olympics, and all the rest of the teams have a tournament to maybe get a sniff, because that's what it is.
Well, but the problem with that is then you really are segregating, you know, that group from the other nations around the world, right. And you're just saying you're nothing and you're never going to be anything, and it's always about us two. Let's not forget, when this sport was created and the NHL was created, it was almost exclusively Canadians playing. Yeah, we didn't say we're never going to include anybody else. Now, it took a long time, but now the States are a power. Russia's a power. Finland's a power. Sweden's a power. Czech Republic have been pretty good over the years. You know, like, there was a time when it was Canadian men, and then everyone else was nothing. Yeah. And now it changed because more and more countries started playing a game. And I don't know how far away we are from a third women's team and a third country actually competing with Canada or the United States, but it's not that close right now. But I don't think you shut the door on everyone else.
No.
I think you've got to continue to allow it to grow organically, and you hope that there's more participation throughout the world. And it's also taking something away from our own athletes. Like, why would you take their ability to perform at the Olympics away from Canada and the U.S.? Why would you penalize the two great countries because everyone else isn't pulling their weight?
I agree.
You always say it. If you suck, it's your fault for sucking.
Right. And I don't want to miss out on the opportunity to watch the gold medal game as a fan.
Did Gareth get just destroyed for that?
I think he had some support. Because he didn't just put up the poll. His take was that they shouldn't actually be in the tournament, I believe. But his take was a reasonable one in terms of it being so obvious. And the Olympics are supposed to be about competition. And
right.
But let's be honest. The dream team in 92, when they rolled into the Summer Olympics, they were beating teams by 50 and 60 points.
Yeah, those guys must have run amok.
Oh, they did. Like, nobody said that, you know, men's basketball shouldn't be in the Olympics anymore because of the dream team.
That was a major ass beating.
Do you prefer, do you want amateur athletes in it or do you want pro athletes in it?
Honestly, after experiencing it, I'm missing the NHL players. I'll be honest.
I'm not.
You're not missing the NHL players at
the Olympics. But I got to come clean?
Not watching it either.
I haven't watched 10 seconds.
So then you are missing it because you just admitted you couldn't care less about it. Where if the NHL players were over there, you'd be watching.
I haven't watched a second of it.
I haven't watched 10. Tonight, watching the...
No, but the men's game we're talking about.
Not 1 second. Not 1 second of a game. I think I watched 12 seconds of Germany versus Swiss, and that's all I've ever seen. I haven't watched one.
But that's the point. With NHL players, you tune in because that would be our only form of hockey at this point. Instead, we're watching the Leafs play last night, and you're watching later games.
Well, I remember the last Olympics when the NHL players were there. I was sitting right here with the Tat Man doing the games.
Oh, he would have just been...
Oh.
He guns
was so
blazing
into it, and we had to get here at like 4 o'clock in the morning for a pregame. Think about this, and I kind of I lost it on some people because I'm like,
on some people.
3:45 in the morning. Let's do a pregame show on a preview show on Finland, Sweden. Do you think a guy driving his car in this province wants to hear that? What's the answer?
No guy.
No guy. But yet we did it.
Well, the tournament, when there are NHL players in it,
so
I can understand
the programming
decision.
A guy going to work at 4 o'clock in the morning wants to hear a preview show of Finland versus Sweden, you idiot?
But that's a massive rivalry. That's a big rivalry. That would have been
to
a good
game.
To
people in those countries, not to John who's going to...
If you're a legit hockey fan, if you call yourself a hockey fan, that's like saying, well, we're not even going to talk about the Cup Final if the Leafs aren't in it. What do we care about Rangers-Kings?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Why would we talk about that if
Dude,
the guy...
No one in Ontario or Toronto wants to go to work and hear Finland versus Sweden.
Why not? If Carlson's playing, if Hedman's playing, if like the big boys are playing?
No way. They don't want to hear it. They want to hear if Canada's playing, and that's it. Trust me.
I call no guy on that. I think there would be some interest. I'm not saying it would be like a large contingent of people.
Do you not think that when I was doing that tournament, people were coming up to me saying, why are you guys even playing those games? Nobody cares.
Why would people do that?
Why would people do that?
Why would they care about the programming?
They stop you on the street and go, oh, I don't care to hear you break down Canada.
They didn't care about any of it. They're like, we just want the Canada stuff. That's it. And I'm like, thank you very much. Tell the producer.
Yeah, but like,
I call a lie on that.
Stop you on the street. Like, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning. I did not want to hear you break down Finland, Sweden.
I don't think that actually happened.
That is not a lie. That is not fake news.
I think there's a better chance the owners of the Pacific Mall were actually ignorant to the fact that they are notorious for selling counterfeit goods than someone actually stopping you on the street unprovoked.
I know 7,000 people that have bought something fake from the Pacific Mall.
I didn't know that that was a fake mall.
Oh, it's the fakest mall
in the world.
It's the
fake news of malls. And now everyone's like, we're outraged that we're fake news.
Is there an Apple store there, like a Mac store?
It's probably not Apple. It's like Apple.
I got this cover from there.
Snapple.
It's Snapple.
I think I went in there and bought like this cover for my phone.
Tell me there's one P in the Apple. It's APLE. Because everyone knows it. If you're from Toronto, you know the Pacific Mall is loaded with counterfeit goods.
So you bought a Hugo Ross shirt instead of a Hugo Boss shirt?
Everything's fake. Austin Matthews jersey with one T.
No, it's like it's not that. Like, can you tell it's fake or is it just like a little off?
Well, can I be honest with you? I've never been to the Pacific Mall, but I've known about this reputation my whole life.
Really?
Yes. Everybody knows the Pacific Mall has the reputation of selling.
Counterfeit
knockoff stuff.
I was in Beijing, and I went to a mall called the Silk Market. And you could buy anything there for like a dollar. Remember True Religion jeans? I think Joe from the Bridge still wears them.
True Religion.
With the big white stitches.
Yeah. Like
when
right
I see
in the
white
back
stitches on jeans and white leather shoes, I'm just mortified. Have you ever seen the big white stitches on those jeans with the big horseshoe on their ass?
Yeah, that's,
if you
that's
wear
true
those
religion.
In white leather shoes,
that's it.
Your save Tinder some game. Chicks for the rest of us, guy.
Your Tinder game is unmatched.
Here,
you
my point is,
are done.
I bought like 10 pairs of True Religion jeans
for
like $28
for 28
something
yen.
And
something
they're outraged
ridiculous.
That they're being regarded as fake news.
Yeah, that is fake news. I've heard a lot of fake news today. You claiming someone stopped you on the street.
Multiple hundreds of people texting me, tweeting me, and saying, why are you playing these games? No one cares.
So why were they up at 4:30 in the morning anyway?
If they have to go to work or whatever.
So what did they want you? What were they hoping to hear?
They just said it's wasted air. Just play the Canada stuff. That's all we care
about.
But
if Canada wasn't playing, though, that's what I'm saying. Like, if Canada was not available to the programmers of this radio station.
Go to regular programming.
Like what?
Just
whatever the morning show is. Don't make me come here.
Okay, there's the crux of it right
That's
there.
That's what it was.
It wasn't. It didn't have anything to do with people actually being annoyed by the programming. It was you were annoyed that you had to supply that.
Okay, but how about this one? 5 a.m., Sweden, Finland. Is there a necessity for a half-hour pregame show?
I can't come up with one, but maybe it was sponsored.
I would watch it.
There was money behind it.
I would listen because I'd want to hear your analysis, and I'd want to hear the Tat Man, like a yes guy, no guy,
yeah,
Finland, Sweden edition.
Me too. An international edition of yes guy, no guy. That for is sure. what I would love to
like
hear.
Like the Tat Man would have just been guns blazing, for sure. See? It's just because you were...
The Tat Man was yielding a baseball bat with spikes on the end of it, and you know what he did with
it. You would have been walking out of here with a limp after the international version of yes guy, no guy.
I had to use the foot's little wheelie to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
Someone texting and saying he was at the Pacific Mall this past weekend, bought himself a classic Hermes belt, regularly 15 hunge, for $80.
Well, you know that's not a classic belt.
Hermes, is that Hermes?
I think it's Hermes.
Hermes,
yeah,
or whatever?
But at the Pacific Mall, it's Hermes.
Hermes.
It's not Hermes, it's Hermes.
Well, those...
Yeah, he said quality is surprisingly not that great.
I didn't realize that was like well-known fake news around here. The Pacific Mall.
The Pacific Mall, yeah. The fake news of malls.
Is that like in Markham?
Yeah, it's up in Markham.
Yeah,
just north of Steeles, I think.
I've been there.
I just assume everything in Markham is just north of Steeles. That's just what
true.
I say all
north
the time.
North of Steeles.
Probably just north of Steeles, I would say.
Yeah, 404 Steeles area.
Pacific Mall, 100 DVDs in the back alley for $10.
So you can get like fake DVDs there too?
You can get everything up there.
That's my understanding.
I'm going tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want that.
I mean, when I was in Russia.
I got a fake movie guy that's better than that.
Yeah, but there's sometimes a guy holding a camera and then somebody walks in front of the screen and.
Mm. That's
get it
like,
for like a dollar.
That's the ripoff. That's amateur. Yeah, that's truly amateur. Buying that and watching that, how could you possibly watch that? The quality would be so bad. When I was in Russia,
you could buy these DVDs for like a dollar, and some of them were hit and miss. Some were outstanding, and some were a guy with a camera, and the guy's drinking out. You could hear him like drinking out of a pop.
Mm-hmm. Like
a
straw.
And his hand would move, and
yeah.
It was just a gong show.
So, quick update on the TSN trade board. This just came in. Erik Karlsson is now the number one player on the updated TSN trade bait board.
Well,
so now all of a sudden, like the wheels are in motion, and people are like,
"You know
what?"
Steam, where it's like this guy's probably getting traded.
Well, you know what? It's guaranteed. The insiders are probably hearing that there's a team that is hot to trot and going to make.
Well, everyone's saying Tampa. Like everyone's connecting them to Tampa, which would be within the division.
Right.
They've got a lot of prospects. They've got a great organizational depth. You know, they've got guys like Sergachev, Braden Point, who I'm not sure they'd want to give up on. You know, Hedman's not going anywhere. Stamkos, right. Kucherov, they're not going anywhere. But
it would be Sergachev, Tyler Johnson, or Braden Point, a first-round pick and probably a prospect.
I'm not paying that if I'm Tampa. I'm not paying Point, Sergachev, Johnson, picks.
Would you pay Point it if you could go. Sign him?
Point wouldn't go.
You don't think they'd trade Point?
Nope. I just
and for this Erik Karlsson.
I know, but this is my impression just in talking to John Cooper, doing a couple Tampa games. Braden Point
is his son.
This is like okay, who's Babcock's son on the team?
Well, Hyman, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, okay. So it's not trading Zach Hyman. I'm just saying it's.
I think they'd give up Hyman for Karlsson.
Right. But I think it would be, if it was somebody, it would be like a Johnson and a Sergachev or something. Like it would have to be a massive package. And then you keep hearing,
the Eugene Melnyk effect.
Yeah, but would you take Bobby Ryan's contract in there?
No, I'm not taking Bobby Ryan. If you want me to pay you anything on top of me taking Bobby Ryan. Like, honestly, if I'm talking to Pierre Dorion... And he goes, oh, by the way, you've got to take four more years at like 7.25.
I don't think you can re-sign Karlsson anywhere if you took on Bobby Ryan.
I'm not sure you can anyway because, you know, Hedman's getting paid. Kucherov's up in a couple of years. If you keep Point, if you keep Sergachev, those guys are going to get paid. Vasilevsky will get paid at some point. I don't even know if Karlsson would be a part of the program down the road. But if the Sens called me and said, yeah, we're willing to trade him, but you have to take Bobby Ryan... I would say, let me just talk to Eugene Melnyk. Like, we're not even talking hockey deal anymore. Let me just talk to Melnick, and I'll explain to him, yes, I will pay Bobby Ryan for you, because you obviously are not being realistic about making a true trade in Ottawa that's going to improve your team. Because if Bobby Ryan has to be included, you're more concerned about the finances than hitting a home run with this trade.
Right.
Like, I would be insulted again if I was a Senator fan if it was contingent upon making a deal that Bobby Ryan's contract had to go with it. Because there's no way you're going to get full value for Erik Karlsson.
But that's, I think, what they're... You have to also... Again, I'm just thinking out loud. If Erik Karlsson walks in a year, you're getting nothing for him. Like, if you try and sign him and it just doesn't happen. Like, Tavares could be walking out the door on Garth this year. And, Stamkos had that chance to do that on Tampa. Didn't do it. But if you're looking at trying to clear some money off, obviously, Bobby Ryan's contract has to come off the books at some point for them. They've moved Dion $7 million. They're eating a little bit of it, 25%. Gabrick's come back, but he's at 4.83, so it's affordable technically. But they've got to sign Mark Stone, who you want to talk about somebody.
He's going to make money. Yeah,
Mark Stone's going to get paid.
He's going to ask for the Bobby Ryan contract,
right?
As he should.
Yeah, but I think it'll be something with a six in it. But it's
how did Bobby Ryan get 7.25?
Because he scored 30 goals a couple years in a row. Yeah.
I know that,
but and they needed some star power.
Honestly, he's a very good player. Like it's what's
when
happened
he's healthy.
When he's healthy. He's on the Joffrey Lupo plan right now because he can't stay healthy.
All right, we've woken up Craig.
Well, he's going to be just fiery right now.
Well, this is a great conversation for Craig because he was asleep. He's not even aware of this news that Erik Karlsson is now sitting in the one hole on TSN's trade bait board. This is shocking, a shocking development. And Craig Button on Overdrive is brought to you by Valiant Financial. How's it going over there, Craig?
It's going good. I'm aware. these things start to percolate. I'm 14 hours in front of you guys.
Oh, that's true.
You're behind me.
Yeah, you're in the future.
You guys find out after I find out these things. This thing was breaking 14 hours ago. You guys are sleeping.
Has Karlsson been traded in the future in South Korea?
Listen, I already know where he's going.
Okay. Tell us.
I can't tell you. It'll be breaking news. I can't bust the... if I break this trade now, Duffy will be furious at me.
Yeah, good.
Well, Craig, we were talking about it, like, what kind of package? These packages and requests are so ridiculous for players like Brassard and or the request, Evander Kane. What would a package look like if Erik Karlsson left Ottawa? Like, let's use a team like Tampa. Like, what goes back for him?
Well, it's interesting, Jeff. I love what you say there. Like the request. Oh, we need a first-round pick, a top prospect.
Oh, yeah.
Your firstborn, $100 million to our Swiss bank account. That's what we want. Like, give me a break. Erik Karlsson, the bottom line is, he's a good player. I think what you're looking at is, I think a team trading for him. You would think that they would be, are they looking to get him for the short term or are they looking to sign him long term? Because a team, I would think now, looking to get him right now, is not, doesn't have to worry about signing him. They're looking now about, okay, what can we do? And you have him for two playoff runs because he's got, this year remaining on his contract and next year remaining on his contract. But, when Jason Botterill says, oh, we want a first-round pick and a real good prospect and, maybe a player off your roster, I would have to think that that's what Erik Karlsson would fetch. It's not what Evander Kane is fetching, but it's what Erik Karlsson would fetch.
Well, if it gets to a point where Tampa decides, just using them as the example, obviously every other team in the league would be calling Ottawa right now. You'd have to. But Tampa seems to be the team that everyone is using as kind of the primary team of interest right now. Let's say they don't include everyday players today. Braden Point isn't included. Sergachev isn't included. Based on your understanding of their organization and the picks and the assets they have, could you picture them putting a deal together that Ottawa would sign off on?
Well, I would think so. Number one, I would say, okay, here's your first-round pick. I don't think that's a big deal for them. But then you start to look at who the players would be. Just go back to the World Junior Tournament. It's Taylor Radish. It's Boris Katchuk. It's Libor Hajek. who was playing for the Czech Republic team. I mean, the Tampa Bay Lightning are loaded with prospects. So, I mean, they could get a first-round draft pick or two or three prospects, you know, and, you know, maybe they got to get a get a player off their roster. Maybe it's Alex Killorn or something like that who's got some term left on his contract. But, I mean, there's no question in my mind that they have a really, really deep pool of prospects. So I think they could probably satisfy Ottawa's requests. And I think that it's important to note that, you know, you don't have to look at Erik Karlsson right now and acquiring him, that you have to sign him. He's signed, and you can move down that path over the next, I guess, what were we looking at here, about 16 months, and then figure out, you know, is he somebody you keep or is he somebody you just have for two playoff runs?
Craig, do you think Lou Lamoriello would pick up the call and be in on this conversation whatsoever?
You know, one thing I know about Lou, Jeff, is that he's usually very interested in any player that he feels can help his team. So, you know, the cost, the price, you know, is what Lou would be, you know, trying to evaluate. But Lou, in my history with Lou, has always been ready to explore any player that would help his team be better and then try to understand what the cost is. I mean, at the end of the day, we know that Erik Karlsson improves a team. And, you know, you start to... I don't think Toronto has the same... I mean, maybe that's the wrong way to put it. Maybe you start to look at it and go, okay, they have their first-round pick. They have Timothy Liljegren. And then you start to look down their prospect base. But, you know, I think Tampa might have a little bit deeper prospect base and, you know, might be able to add a little bit more or give a little bit more to Ottawa than Toronto. But Lou would be right in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. With Craig Button, Craig's over in South Korea. So the gold medal game going tonight. And it's Canada versus the United States. And we were just having the conversation in the women's game. You've been over there for a couple of weeks and you've been tracking it. Do you get the sense like the gap is closing between Canada, the United States, and the field? Or is it still as wide as it's ever been?
No. The field is closing for sure, Brian. I think all you got to do is look at the scores. Look at the summaries. You don't see teams being outshot 50-6 and six of those shots coming from outside the blue line. The games, the teams are able to stay in the game for longer. Cheryl Pounder, who does women's hockey for TSN, I mean, she's really, really good. And one of the things she was telling me was that, you know, the conditioning of the athletes is so much better. You know, that they are able to understand what it takes to play 60 minutes. So she said Finland's there, Russia's trending there, Sweden is there. And the quality of player is getting so much better. As for the U.S. and Canada, I would say that both teams are peaking right now. Throw away anything else. You know, it's going to be a good game. And the only thing that I hope is that this game doesn't end in a shootout. As Steve Dryden has said often, nothing says Olympics more than shootout. And I've had it with the shootout in the IIHF. I've had it. Yeah. You know what? Enough. Uncle. Get rid of it in the medal round and find a way to get it resolved with everybody playing. There's a shootout. Just to me, it's enough.
How about on the men's side? How do you feel about Canada's chances going into the semis?
Well, I mean, considering it's Germany, I feel a lot better than I would have felt good if it was Sweden. But you know, it's really interesting. Sean Simpson, who has worked for the Swiss Federation for years, was telling Chris Cuthbert that he felt that Germany before the tournament that Germany would be a hard out for anybody. Sweden beat them 1-0, and in the preliminary round, and a lot of people said, "Hey, Germany could have won it." After the game last night, everybody that I talked to said Germany was the better team. So, you know, I know we look at Germany and we just say, boom, automatic, you know, that's Canada's path to the gold medal round. But for Canada, they beat Finland. I think they played a terrific second and third period against Finland. And they got to bring that against Germany. I mean, Germany will not be an easy out, but this smells like 2002. Belarus upset Sweden in 2002. It made the path a little bit more direct to the gold medal game, but Canada took advantage. That's what they got to do on Friday, Korea time, to beat Germany. But I like the way Canada's been is playing. And, you know, the key to tournament play, how you get better. And certainly that's what Canada has been doing. Kevin Poulin, I'll tell you what, coming in under the circumstance that he did against Finland, was lights out good. And I think that, you know, there's no area of Canada's game right now where they're lacking. And that's what you need to do to try to compete for gold.
Well, listen, we appreciate you getting up for us, and enjoy the final few days over there. And I'm sure we'll do it again real soon. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
You got it. Good night. He's good confused. Night. Craig doesn't know what's going on over here. It's 14 hours ahead. Craig Button on Overdrive, brought to you by Valiant Financial. For fast approvals and competitive payment options on heavy equipment from any dealer, visit valiantfinancial.ca. Darren Dreger on the Erik Karlsson story. He's number one on TSN's trade bait board. He could be on the go between now and Monday. If that happens, what does it mean for Ottawa? What does it mean for where he goes? Could the Leafs be in on that deal? We'll start throwing around some trade ideas.
Get excited about it.
Jerry's percentages next.
You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I'm a cowboy, baby, with the top let down and the sunshine shining.
No, no, keep the booing.
Are we having fun yet?
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
And Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken. From two people to 300, let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down at 942 the Queensway or jump online, bestpc.ca.
Do you think Jerry would like the talks of Karlsson leaving Ottawa to go to Tampa?
I think he would.
That's probably Jerry porn.
I think he would love to hear about a Canadian market taking a hit.
That's in an NHL Brazzers for Jerry.
Yeah, that's top priority. I believe Jerry's got a couple of comments out of the gate he wants to make.
Don't know.
Let's hear from Jerry.
A brief opening statement from Jerry. Hey, Rene Fasel, I told you and your little cookie duster mustache that the Olympics needed the NHL more than the NHL needed the Olympics. And you just wouldn't listen. Why would anyone want to see McDavid playing with Crosby at the Olympics when you can watch Harry Sateri playing for the Florida Panthers? Or that barn burner between Columbus and New Jersey last night? You lose, mustache man. And Jerry wins. Jerry always wins.
Wow.
Jerry on fire.
Harsh, harsh statement directed towards...
He hates Rene Fasel's mustache.
He does. He takes it personally that Rene Fasel, the...
Because I think Jerry had the beard and then he was like, Rene went with the stash. Or did Rene have the stash first?
I think he's always had the mustache.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of been his mantra.
Yeah, the head of the IIHF. He's always been committed to his mustache, and Jerry's always kind of hated that.
Yeah.
All right, so he's calling him out, and he's calling out the IOC as well. Let's see what kind of hot takes Jerry has this week.
The Maple Leafs will break their franchise record for points in a season by racking up at least 104 points.
Jerry's saying the Leafs will make history in 2017-2018.
I need to briefly check the current point status.
They're at 73?
They're at 79 points with 20 games left.
79.
They need 25 or more over their final 20 games.
It's close. They're...
That's what they're on pace to do.
No, they can do it.
And they got Buffalo four times. They got Florida a couple more times.
Do you sense at any time, this is the thing that, and you brought this up, do you sense that they'll rest some guys a little bit down the stretch?
They might. They got the Habs
that's
twice
what I'm
at
fearing.
Home.
That's like my,
I'm going to say 65%. That's my number. And I know you like it because you were thinking that was my number, too.
I'm going higher than that. I'm going higher. I'll tell you why. Babcock, I think he's committed to trying to catch one of Boston or Tampa, and he should be committed to that.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting better as the year's going on. They're really playing well. They're not going to win every game down the stretch, obviously. They'll probably hit a bit of a speed bump. But, Noodles, even if they sit a couple of guys, Montreal, they got twice at home over the final few weeks. Montreal's brutal.
No,
and they're done. They got Detroit at home. They got Buffalo four times. They got a lot of bad teams within their division. I'm going to say 85%. 85%. They get 104 points
say?
Or more.
65.
61%.
You're on the other side of the O-Dog.
Well, I think I'm still on the north side of 50, mm-hmm. which I believe they can do it. But I also, things have gone so well.
Yeah, there could be a little bit of a...
There could be a little reset, like a little regression here. That Frederik Andersen's not going to face in 40 a night, regardless of what you think of the shot qualities and all of that. Like, you know, it's a workload. He may have a little bump, a speed bump in the road and stuff. I think it's... Yeah, I'm fine. I'm 60. What did I say? 61? I'm very happy with that.
Erik Karlsson will be traded before the deadline on Monday. If Eugene Melnyk asks me for a loan one more time, I'm going to start treating him like Jim Balsillie.
That's a shot. Jerry was not very kind to Jim Balsillie. And I guess Eugene Melnyk has been reaching out for cash. And Jerry's saying, no, don't stop asking me for money. Prior to what Bob McKenzie just wrote up on TSN.ca about where this might be going and how people are starting to feel.
Prior to that.
I agree with you. I still don't think he's getting traded before the deadline.
I do because of one thing. I think there's been something that's happened, and I believe it might be the reason that this is fired up is because Erik Karlsson went to the team and said, you might as well unload me because I'm not re-signing here. Do what you like.
Well, he may have said that. That wouldn't shock me. But you still got to get the best deal you can yeah. if you're the Sens. And if you feel like the better deal is at the draft, and that's where these big deals generally go down, you didn't give a number.
I think it's 70% he goes.
I'll say 30%. I got to leave the door open. I mean, it's possible
these guys do their research. This guy doesn't shoot from off the board to one. For any particular reason.
But it's a massive trade we're talking about. Like, massive trade.
And we have Trade Center coming up on Monday. You got to get some hype for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, you know, we got to build that up.
30%.
12%. I think it's you're right. Where there's smoke, there's fire, especially with Bobby Mack involved. Like, you know, that's not Mike Commodore.
No, but Commie has hit a couple over
Commie,
the years.
Yeah, but Commie's just shooting from the hip right now with his...
He claims his phone has been buzzing.
The insider, Mike Commodore.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see, man. I hope it happens. I hope he doesn't go to Tampa, though. That would not be fun for the Maple Leafs over the next year and a half.
No. Is there a contending team on the west side that you could see would be a very good fit for him?
Well, Vegas comes to mind. They got all those assets. They're not going to do it.
Maybe the Oil machine.
Yeah, but the Oils are not a contender.
Yeah, the Oil aren't. And he would have. Sense.
There's got to be. I mean,
Winnipeg. Winnipeg's the team for me because they got a lot of kids. Like, would you trade Kyle Connor? You trade
well,
a couple of picks.
Connor, Roslovic, like guys like that. But they're right side. And Bufflin makes a ton of money.
No,
like
I know. You got Bufflin. You're loaded over there.
Like one
I
of those guys would have to go back.
Yeah.
And Trouba wants to go to the States, I think. I don't want to think he wants to, doesn't want to move to Ottawa.
No, I don't see that.
I don't see
know. I'm just saying, like, they're a top end team, and Nashville's not trading for them.
Right.
And if Vegas is out of the cards, who else is left?
So those are the
left?
Top three.
You know who the Leafs should have been sniffing around on, and I think they probably were, is that Colin Miller in Vegas. He's a good right-handed D-man.
Those reports were out there
Remember
at the draft. Remember that they were...
At the draft
he's a good player, man.
He's a solid player, exactly. But, you know, the one thing, I don't know if we're getting pressed for time here, my biggest thing, I think the Leafs feel that the players that they could have acquired, they may have in-house. Like, they were saying, hey, hold on, we got this Travis Dermott player. Like, just let him grow a little bit. Like, I think they believe they've got some guys in-house. Yesterday, I came out and said, a guy like Hjalmarsson, the reason I said it, because he's at the other side of the spectrum. He's 30, there's some cost certainty, and he's been there. So, you know, the Millers and guys like that, there's some guys out of Philadelphia, somebody sent me a note saying, well, how about Brandon Matt? No. Manning's not going to be able to upgrade. Like, you're looking for somebody at the other side of the spectrum to help these guys out.
Well, we'll put a Toronto spin on this Karlsson stuff in the 6 p.m. hour.
Yeah.
We'll really spice it up.
Tessa Virtue and Scott Moore, who I just wish would stop with the crap and hook up already, will be back at the Olympics in 2022.
It's Moyer, Jerry, not Scott Moore.
Play it again. I said Moyer.
You or Jerry?
Tessa Virtue and Scott Moore, who I just wish would stop.
It's so blatantly Scott Moore.
It sounded like Moyer to me.
No, it didn't.
Play it again. Play it again.
Scott Moore, who I...
Anyway, the take was that they'll be back in 2022.
No way, they're done, man.
No, I don't think they're done at all.
No,
they retired in 2014. Tessa Virtue's like 28.
Yeah, they're coming back.
Why can't they come back in 2022?
And you know what the best thing
Why can't they
it?
Come back?
Cash.
Absolutely cash. And like it's something.
But they're
going to
be making so much of it, they're just going to say enough's enough.
Where are they going to make all this money? Ice dancing. How much money do you make in ice dancing?
Well, I'm sure there's some pretty good.
You get private sponsors to say, hey, put on a skate for our company. Scott Moyer will put on a clinic.
Put on a skate for our company. What kind of company is hosting them at a rink skating around?
Dude, companies pay me to go sit at their company skate and sign autographs.
Yeah, they were a leaf.
Yeah, so they could put them on the ice and the people from the company sit in the stands and they do a dance for 50 grand, 100 grand.
I don't see that happening. I'm high on this. I think they'll be back in 2022.
I think 20%. Do you not read Twitter and go through the news? It's been talked about that they're done.
Dude, they said that in 2014.
Well,
they were done and they came back.
Time. They mean it.
80% they're back in 2022.
No guy.
And Jerry wants to see them finally become a couple, too. I think we can speak for all Canadians. Enough with the crap. Let's 50, go.
51%. I'm leaning.
He's not the... cool enough for her. She's got bigger, I think. She's got bigger things going than him.
You think so?
Than Scott Moore?
Moyer.
Marcus Stroman will be a Blue Jay for at least the next three seasons.
This is an interesting one from Jerry.
Yeah.
At least the next 3 years, Marcus Stroman is a Blue Jay.
They may just say check, please, on him, but he's such a good player, right?
That's the conundrum, right?
And you know what? I think about it because some of the things that he does emotion-wise, like, it makes him, it's not desirable, put it that way, but to me, it's immature. And I think a guy can turn the corner from a maturity standpoint. Like, look at Nazem Kadri, he's a prime example. Young kid,
yep.
Cocky,
yep.
In this market.
Had some troubles
had some
away from
the
rink.
Road and you know,
got it back together and is a part of the core.
Exactly. So I think Stroman could be that.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is this team isn't trending in the direction that the Leafs are.
That's the more interesting angle for me. I don't think some tweets are going to lead to them saying he's got to go.
No.
I think there's a chance they blow it up and rebuild in a year or two, and they're like, you know what, we got to take advantage of his value because right. He's going to want to get paid, and as he gets older, maybe he's not going to jive with where we're at.
How old is Marcus Stroman?
He's 26, I think.
Why wouldn't you want him a part of the fold, regardless of where your organization is at?
I'm with you, but his name comes up from time to time because of that. If they're going to turn things over, they only have so many valuable pieces on the big league roster, and he would be one of them. I'm going to say 60%, though.
And he's still there?
Yeah, he's a fan favorite. He's a really talented guy.
I'll go 70.
78% for me.
I think he'll be.
I think he's a talented guy who's just kind of coming into his own, and I think the maturity level will turn the corner. Where, you know, he's an impact guy.
Taylor Hall will be nominated for the Hart Trophy. That Peter Chiarelli might just be my favorite GM because he's ruined the Canadian franchise. That son of a torn this thing up and ripped it to
So he likes Chiarelli because of the job he's done in Edmonton because they're a disaster again. That's logic from Jerry. Taylor Hall is not going to be nominated for the Hart, but there's a push. Our boy Marty Baron was tweeting that earlier today. Marty's saying Taylor Hall would not only be nominated for him, he would be his pick. Guy's got points in 18 straight games.
19
straight games, and they're winning, and they're going to the playoffs more than likely.
How about Patrice Bergeron then? Like the Bruins, like won 21 out of 22.
How about Claude Giroux?
Bergeron's my pick.
Yeah.
How about Claude Giroux?
Exactly.
How about Blake Wheeler?
Yeah. Like,
how about Malkin? How about Phil? Yeah. Hall is way down the list for me. He's had a great year. But
let's not forget, Kucherov has been at top of...
Kucherov's a lock to be nominated.
Right.
Like, did you see the movie pulled on Braden Holtby again last night? Like, that was unbelievable.
He was dinking around with him. Like, at first I thought...
He did that on purpose.
No, he did that on purpose. I agree. But at first I thought, all right, he kind of waved at it and whiffed it. And then with multiple angles, I'm like, no, he meant to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Holtby was so pissed.
He was so rattled. Because that's trolling a goalie.
That's a highlight reel. Like, that's on the top 10.
Top 10 forever.
Yeah.
Believe me, both ways. Great goals and donkey goals to give up.
I know the feeling of being on a top 10.
I'll give it 5%. Hall's been great this year. He's been the face of that team, and they've had a resurgent season. New Jersey's probably going to the playoffs for the first time in a long time. He's been really, really good. There's just too many other guys who I think are ahead of him.
What'd you say?
5%.
I'll go 25%. I think once his name starts generating some interest, that, and he has that number one overall, played in the Canadian market where he just might create some buzz. Who knows?
And he just can't stop trolling Oilers fans, and he's chirping Chiarelli indirectly.
It's 12% for me. It's very low because...
Well, how about Johnny Gaudreau?
Yeah.
Like, there's another guy we didn't mention. Like, there's a lot of wingers who are putting up big numbers, but...
I think Jersey is a team, and let's not forget, Corey Schneider hasn't been a net for them. They've been doing it with Keith Kincaid.
Mm.
I think Patrice Bergeron wins the Hart Trophy. That's my pick.
Okay, we'll get into who we feel like should be nominated. There's a lot going on today.
Judge Wapner session.
Yeah, we got to get back into this SI piece, too, on just the toxic locker room type culture down with the Mavericks and the pressure that's on Mark Cuban now to clean it up and maybe make some restitutions for what's happened in the past. If you missed that story, we'll tell you more about it in the 6 p.m. hour. Darren Dreger coming up, back into the Carlson news, the Leaf game last night. Shout out to our friends at Best Portuguese Chicken as well. Jerry bringing the heat today. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app. We've got a pair of Raptors Pistons tickets to give away. You can go watch the Raps take on the Pistons from the Bell Fan Deck on February 26th, and you can win a pair of tickets every day this week from Landsberg in the Morning, the Scotty Mac Show, and right here on Overdrive. And the phone lines are open, 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. We have said this multiple times this hour, but which NHL player just made his way atop the list, number one spot on TSN's trade bait list?
If you don't get that one, you're a donkey.
You haven't been listening to us for the past hour. Significant development on the trade bait list.
I just had to give Noodles my email. What did you find so funny about that?
How old are you?
42.
You're a 42-year-old father of three, and your email sounds like you're a 14-year-old skid who smokes weed every day.
Yeah, because you can't have your name, but it's nicknames.
Let me ask you this. If you change your email to something normal, does it just go to everybody and they're not aware of the change?
No, they're not aware of the change. You have to make everyone aware of it. Yeah. Well, if you create a new account, people aren't going to be aware of it. The problem is... Like, it's like retired jersey numbers. Everyone's picked up every number. There's no more names left anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like my email either. If you have a good idea for something simple, let us know.
All right, send us a text at 105050 or email us live at tsn1050.ca on Twitter at HayesTSN. We're looking for a new dignified email address.
Simple, though. Because even when I explain it to someone on the phone, it's embarrassing.
I know. It's tough, man. I'm with you. I got the same problem. Because we waited too long to get email addresses, and now, like, brianhayes@gmail.com is not available. All right. Dreg's coming up. Back into the trade bait board. Leafs coming off a win. Gold medal game tonight. Canada-USA. We can't wait. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050. And on the TSN.